You ever been in one of those situations where you're trying not to seem drunk, which automatically makes you do things that make you seem drunk?
Yes.
So I went to a wine tasting yesterday.
Oh.
Before going to the gym.
Oh.
And here's the deal, okay? So we're with our trainer, so it's me, Kyle, my partner, and our friend Justin. So it's the three of us and our trainer, Silas, and the owner of the gym was there, who we've become, you know, good friends with and everything. And we all joke around. We always have a good time. Like, this is why I like going to training, right? So I really wanted to go to this wine tasting. It was at 5, and then we work out at 6. I was like, this is perfect timing.
So backwards. Okay.
And here's the thing. At a wine tasting, you don't drink a lot, and they were only sampling 3 wines. So I do the 3 tastings, right? Mm. And that was it. I didn't even feel a slight buzz at all. But Kyle, because he knew I went to the wine tasting for a second, was making fun of me the whole time.
Oh.
So then I'm trying to prove that I'm not drunk. You know?
Right.
And then I wasn't paying attention. I didn't know what order we were doing it in. And they all kind of roll their eyes at me like, well, Blake's a little drunk. And I'm like, I'm really not a little drunk, you know? And then the owner of the gym pops his head in and goes, how's everything going, guys? And we're like, great. And Kyle goes, Blake's a little drunk. And I go, no, I'm not.
Right. A little defensive there.
And Joe, the owner, kind of gives me a wink and he goes, hey, Silas, just watch him with the equipment, all right? And then at least, I was like, well, now he thinks I'm drunk.
Right.
So then I'm trying to be as undrunk as possible. You know what I mean? And we're doing things where you have to balance, and I'm like, I can't be the one who's losing my balance,
right,
even though it has nothing to do with the fact that I went to a wine tasting.
I don't have good balance, but I'm going to have good balance tonight.
And when you people think you might be drunk is when you're probably fine, but then you overcompensate,
right,
and you seem drunk.
Oh, honey.
I wasn't drunk, just for the record. Anyway.
He's just a little uncoordinated.
Speaking of, what are these hangover pills that you bought? Have things gotten that bad?
No, but I saw it and thought I got to try it. Actually,
is this one of your online purchases that was this from an ad?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But
you're getting ads for hangover pills? What are you searching for online?
Oh, I don't know. It just came up on like Instagram or something. But so I bought it. You know, I figured money back guarantee. It's called sunscreen, but for alcohol.
What are you doing? A plug now for hangover pills?
Thrive after alcohol aid. Think
so
of
how does it work?
Do
you take them before
alcohol.
You drink? Or
you take them after you drink, actually, before your last drink, I think.
Oh, that's not a very good design.
I know, because you forget.
Because you got to remember.
Yeah. It's got all kinds of multi-enzyme patented formula invented by a team of PhDs at Princeton.
This sounds so silly. But I'll tell you what, I have another wine tasting tonight.
Yeah,
I'll take one of those.